all about young children, language development and literacy, expressive language at around 36 months of age. Expressive language, examples of children learning to communicate and express themselves using language at around 36 months. In the first clip, a boy named Kai enters the classroom through a door from an adjacent nap room. He puts toy pliers into his pants pocket and walks around. From off camera, a girl named Layla calls to him, "Kai, are you done napping?" Kai walks over to the reading area. Layla asks Kai and the teacher if Kai is all done napping. She follows Kai to the reading area. A teacher asks if Kai is done napping. A different teacher enters the reading area. Layla tells her that Kai is all done napping. The teacher sits down. Layla says to her, "Look, he's here," and puts her hand on Kai's shoulder. The teacher asks Kai if he's done napping. He says, "Yeah." The teacher says to Kai that Layla is really happy to see him. He sits down next to the teacher. Layla goes over to them and tells the teacher, "Look, he's sitting to read a book." The teacher asks Kai if he wants to read a book, putting an arm around Kai. As Kai moves closer to the teacher, she reaches for a book from a nearby book display. Kai snuggles up to the teacher. Layla starts to choose another book, but instead sits down on the other side of the teacher and says, "Me want it, and I want it too." The teacher tells Layla, "You are so excited to see him," and prepares to read. In the second clip, children are seated around a table and are drawing with markers. A girl says to the teacher sitting next to her, "Look at now," and points to her drawing. A second girl hands her picture to the teacher and asks the teacher to color in the rest of it. The first girl says that she likes to color too. The second girl uses a marker to point to her picture that the teacher is holding and says, "The big one and the little one." The first girl uses her marker to point to the second girl's drawing and says she wants to color.
Where's the lift?
In the third clip, Layla sits in a chair by a photo display and looks around the room. The teacher asks her, "What do you want to play?" She responds, "Where's the lift?" The teacher asks questions to understand what Layla is talking about. Layla keeps referring to the lift. The teacher suggests that Layla show her what she means. Another child, Julia, picks up a chair, and the teacher comments that it is a big chair. She then asks Julia whether she would like to come with Layla and her. Layla leads the teacher to another area of the room where there is a small teepee set up. Layla calls the teepee a tent and starts to enter it. Layla says, "It's an elevator." The teacher says, The teacher says, "Oh, the lift, the elevator," and holds the flap of the teepee open and looks at Layla inside. Layla kneels down in the teepee and pretends to be in an elevator. The teacher lets go of the flap and asks Layla to tell her what to do. Layla stands up, and the teacher comments that Layla is going up. Then Layla kneels down and says, "I'm going down." Layla steps out of the teepee and says, "I'm down." She looks directly at the teacher, who says that Layla came out of the lift. Layla then walks around in a circle, says she's going in the lift again, and starts to enter it. Julia walks toward the teepee from across the room.
Once upon a time, a little pony and a little pony went out into the woods.
In the fourth clip, a girl sits on a bench and tells a story to a teacher who is off camera about two little ponies going into the woods where there was a gunny hoop. A second girl next to her listens to the story. The teacher asks, "What's a gunny hoke?" The first girl explains that a gunny hoke is a bunny that hops, 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 hops around as she jumps up and down. The first girl sits down again. The teacher asks, "And then what happened?" The first child responds that the gunny hoke tried to eat the ponies, as the second child continues to listen attentively. Parent discussion of children's expressive language at around 36 months.
I think how important it is to respond to kids when they're talking to you, and it's not always easy, mm-hmm. especially when they're beginning to talk. And I was noticing how those caregivers really knew those kids. Because I think about my son, a lot of times I can't always understand what he's saying, and so, but he keeps saying it over and over until I respond or either repeat what he says. And I think it has to be correct too, because this morning he kept saying, Biden, Biden, and we were like, Joe Biden? Mm-hmm. But he kept saying it, and then we realized, oh, vitamin. But like with the, when the girl went to the teepee, and the teacher was trying to figure out what she was saying, like that's what we had to do, was go to the kitchen and look around, like at the surroundings to figure out what he's saying. Mm-hmm. But it's just so cute, the new talkers, and the different ways that they say things, and but just how important it is to let them know that you're listening and trying to understand what they say.
I was looking at the same thing, and I remember when my son was basically saying, you're not validating me right now. Like, I'm over here telling you exactly what I need, and you're not responding the way I need you to, so I'm gonna melt down right now. And he started crying his eyes out, and I'm like, what do you need? What do you need? What do you need? Help. And all I remember is his wife coming in saying, hey, Micah, can you show me what you need? And I'm like, and he gets up, takes her hand, he walks over, I'm like, is that simple? Sorry. So basically it's just learning that they actually do know what they want, what they need. You know, it's just really taking the time, right, to just ask, hey, can you show me what you need? Because they know, they see it, you know, so. I do remember, too, that the repetitive part where they just repeat the same word over and over and over and over again. It's just like, okay, you know ball, you know ball, you know ball. What kind of ball is this now? You know, is this a football? Is this a basketball? Ball. I'm like, oh, okay, so you know it's a ball. Okay, I'm going to leave you alone now. Mm-hmm. Got it. So, yeah.
But did you notice how much interesting language he got out of you when he kept saying ball?
He's learning new words as I was speaking.
But ball, is it a basketball?
Is it a basketball?
You know a new word. It's called ball. Right. Now you're saying ball again.
Right.
Oh, the you color, mean the basketball. What you can right. do with it, dribble, throw.
That was a conversation.
Yeah. Right. Thanks, Dad. You had a full-out conversation with me. Oh, I did.
A special thanks to the programs and families without whose help this video series would not have been possible. All About Young Children is a product of the California Department of Education, developed by WestEd. Copyright 2013, California Department of Education.